History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Emily, happy Friday. Let's get to it. Welcome to Second Date Update in the Thunder and PT show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's so cool to be I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Well, we get that a lot. Actually, this is the first.
Now, listen, in all seriousness, Emily, I know that you're a little distraught over a guy that, and let's just start from the beginning. How did you meet Sean?
I guess the usual, or the usual for these times, Tinder, of course.
And how long ago was the date?
Okay, this is going to make me look really pitiful, but it was like a month ago.
Okay,
that's a while. Have you been chatting with him since the date? Like, was there any response?
remember the pitiful part? Oh. No, literally nothing. And we had a lot of contact. Like, we were, you know, messaging back and forth a lot before our date, and it seemed like it went well. So, I don't know.
Do you have any ideas what you might think it is?
Well, I mean, I've had a little time to think about it, and I don't know. It just seems like a lot of guys on Tinder, like, they just want friends with benefits, and I don't want that. So they also often, pretty much always, aren't mature enough to just be like, hey, we're looking for different things. They just, you know, they just ghost and fall off maps. So,
I'm not calling you out here, Emily, but isn't that kind of the whole, I've never been on Tinder, but isn't that the kind of the whole idea behind Tinder for the most part?
I mean, yeah, but most people put, if you're looking for a hookup, you would make that clear, immediately. And I need to be clear, I'm not immediately. So, yeah, at least for a lot of people, yeah, that's what it is. But it doesn't have to be that.
Let's go back to the good news, I guess, or the what was good. What was it, Emily, that originally attracted you to Sean? And what did you guys end up doing on your date?
Okay, well, he's really cute. And I didn't know this until we went on the date. He's kind of goofy in person, which is sort of adorable. But the date was like one of the coolest things I've ever done. We went to a shooting range.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to one. I just thought it was like the coolest thing. And he's like very into hunting. So he knows all about that kind of stuff. And
we like him already.
Heck yeah. He sounds like our kind of guy.
Okay. So you clicked, right? And you thought everything was going great.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we really hit it off. We, like, have a lot in common. The conversation was fun. Like, I don't know.
All right. Emily, only one way to find out. Let's call Sean and see what's up.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Sean?
Who's calling, please?
Sean, hi. It's Thunder and PT, and I need to tell you, we're on the radio right now. We're on the air on 102.9 The Wolf, and this is something we call Second Date Update. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about a woman you met on Tinder and went out with about a month ago named Emily.
Okay.
Will you tell us about the date? How'd the date go?
The date was actually awesome. We went shooting. Pretty cool. I've never taken a girl shooting before. You know, she did really well. She's super beautiful. She's funny. Like, the date was awesome.
Okay. Did you feel like there was a connection?
Yeah. We were flirting the whole time. We were like, you know, I mean, she'd never been shooting before, so it was definitely kind of funny to watch. You know, I definitely didn't give her a hard time, but like watching someone shoot for the first time, it can be kind of intense. And so we got to kind of bond over that, which was really cool.
Yeah. Well, and I can kind of hear some enthusiasm in your voice, Sean. So what's going on then? Why haven't you, I mean, she's tried to reach out to you by text a few times. What's going on? Why haven't you called her back?
I mean, this is like super awkward and weird, but like, it doesn't really have anything to do with her. I mean, it does. But, like, it's not, like, anything she did. It's just, my mom used to be her first grade teacher, and my mom, like, hated her, I guess. And, like, my mom lives with me because she's sick, and, like, I'm trying to take care of her, and, like, but, it just, it sounds so petty. So, but, like, my mom is weird.
Okay, but you, so your mom had Emily back.
You said first grade?
20 years ago, your mom didn't like Emily, and now you won't date her because of that.
Because, like, my mom's weird, right? She holds grudges, okay? She has, like, this is, like, one, you know, one of her things. I guess we all have something, right?
Okay, I have to say, she's got to be over it. I mean, that was first grade. And also, I am not six anymore. I mean, that was a while ago. I've changed a bit since.
Yeah, I know. And you're amazing and beautiful. And, like, it's just, I didn't, it was just more than I was ready to handle. You know, and maybe that makes me weak or whatever. But, like, I have to live with this lady.
So, that's it. Because your mom had Emily as a teacher in first grade. You can't date her now because your mom didn't like her.
Look, I'm not opposed to this idea. It's an uphill battle. And I just want to be, definitely shied away from it. But now I have, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
If you can you take it slow or something like that and just kind of like ease your way into it? So maybe you can figure out a way to tell your mom that you're maybe into Emily and that you're going to do your own thing?
No.
Wow. All right. Well, geez. Emily, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
But, yeah, right?
We'll give you last word. Well, I was looking for answers, so thank you for that. But, Sean, if your mom rules your life, I don't want to date you anyways, which is, like, so sad because you're a great guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, best of luck.
Yeah.
As we say, get a little awkward here on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.